Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of the show happening right now, as the voice guy alluded to. It is the Fan After Dark right here on a Tuesday night. We are 48 hours away from Thanksgiving Day. Hell, less than that. I mean, look, let's call it what it is. You know, when you wake up on Thanksgiving morning, you got football that kicks off at, what, noon? Gyms should be open till noon, give or take, so you can get a quick pump in before you gorge yourself on turkey, ham, or whatever it is your family indulges in on Thanksgiving Day. Now, Degenerate Jake, you said Papa Ray will be in the blue skies, 30,000 feet.
He will be.
So he'll be working. It'll be you, your mother, your sister. Now, what will you, since it's not a full-blown Thanksgiving, since you won't be doing that till this weekend, what will you guys eat on Thursday?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably just regular food, I would imagine.
Interesting.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to go out and say it, but part of me is hoping that the old
that mama does something.
The old girlfriend invites me over to her house for
Thursday. Whoa, let's stop you right there. You mean you haven't gotten the invite yet?
I have not gotten the invite yet.
Fair foul. Degenerate Jake's girlfriend not inviting him to. I mean, wouldn't it be implied that you should already be there?
I'm a huge Jacob Ray fan. That's pretty foul. That's pretty foul.
I mean, I've got questions.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked about it?
No, I wasn't going to bring it up. I was just going to, you know, organically let it go. And then Thursday, when I don't get the invitation, just be all butthurt.
I cannot believe that your girlfriend, you guys have been together for like 6 years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, what'd you do for last Thanksgiving?
Oh, we do usually our own family thing. I don't think she knows that I'm not doing it on Thursday, though. So.
Oh, so in fairness to her, she does not know that Daddy Ray won't be home Thursday.
No, she does not.
So she hasn't thought to include you yet.
I do need to slip that into some conversation. Yeah. Just be like, hey, like, you know, Thursday. Thanksgiving.
Now, do you work Thursday?
I don't. I'm off. All three jobs.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. So what you need to do then is just kind of say, hey, Thursday, Dad's not here. I'm not working. What are we thinking?
Yeah. What sides can I bring? Yeah, you know?
Go ahead and just say that. Yeah. Do it now. Is she off work right now?
Yeah, but she's watching the Dancing with the Stars finale right now.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant. So. We're on till 11. We need an answer before the show's over.
Okay.
Because I think we got Khaki Kevin on tomorrow.
Okay.
Or are you on tomorrow?
I'm not,
us?
No. No, I've got the final home stretch of Peace-a-thon.
Oh, that's right.
And then Khaki's got you after that.
Okay. All right. No, we need an answer. But I think, do we all agree, though, that if once she finds out, you will get an invite?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay. So in fairness to her, she doesn't know that your dad's not home Thursday.
Correct, yeah.
All right. So yeah. I guess that's not necessarily all that bad that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, had she known, we're feeling pretty confident that she would have already, you know, that's the million-dollar question. Where are we at on the moving in together?
We haven't really got there. She gets, I didn't know this, something about her company, she gets 2 weeks off around Christmas, like in a row.
Wow.
Like a Christmas break. So I think we've got
clearly not in radio, she's not.
Yeah, right? We've got a couple places picked out where to go check out and then see where things go.
Now, have you gotten the dad's?
I haven't, because unlike Khaki Kevin, I'd like to have a plan before I go to the parents. and be like, hey, you know, this is the monthly income bout. You know, this is what the plan is. I'm going to have a dog. So stuff like that.
Oh,
so.
You do have a dog, don't you? Sucks to find out that apparently ever since my daughter got her dog back, he's got some sort of skin infection.
So. Oh.
Actually, it works out for me because she'll never leave the dog with me again. So, I mean, the dog's going to be fine. Yeah. Let's make that clear. But anyway, so we digress. Anything interesting on your social media you want to share with us? Or
no.
I'd like just, to share with the class.
Yeah.
Just my sleeper
picks. You look pretty engrossed over there. I didn't want to.
Taking the Chris Paul under right now. It's literally what I'm doing.
All right. We've got pick. Give us a little bed music as we get ready for our picks. Real quick, Math After Dark, anything worth noting?
Anthony Davis returning to practice tomorrow.
Allegedly. Derek Lively. Is that official?
Yeah, it's official.
Okay.
Now, whether, like, how much he practices.
Yeah, what that means.
What that means. That just means he's sitting there.
Just shooting free throws for the entire
and
practice.
Then, from the Mavs PR, Derek Lively will be reevaluated in 7 to 10 days after currently being evaluated for swelling and discomfort in his right foot. He'll miss the upcoming road trip.
I don't, for if we've got any fatty doctors listening or Tolo doctors, please chime in, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Many folks in the Mavs Twitter community are once again questioning the judgment and the qualifications of the Mavs training staff. Mm-hmm. My question would be, I mean, I don't know what they're supposed to do. Once again, this is a foot injury. He's been dealing with a knee. He had the foot over the, you know, surgery over the offseason. I don't know. I mean, is that something that the training staff can prevent? I don't know. Or are we just looking to just be mad at anybody related to the Mavs?
Wish I could tell you, man. When it comes to Derek Lively right now, it's just they brought in a whole new staff, and he seems to just be a little injury prone right now. Even when he comes back, he seems to get nicked up. He hasn't looked good when he's come back. He's playing under 15 minutes every game, and it hasn't been very impactful. So this might be the best for him to sit another 10 days out, but who's to say that he'll be a positive impact when he gets back anyway? So
it's going to be interesting to see. I'll tell you what. It's and look, at the end, we want to like Derek Lively, all right? I mean, again, the upside is there, but again, I think we're getting to the point now where we're starting to question, you know, what is the upside for Derek Lively?
Did I say yada yada? Someone said, Blake, too many yada yadas, it's lazy, do better. Like I didn't say anything.
I don't know that I've heard a yada yada from you. We've said a lot this show, but I don't recall any yada yadas.
Someone just texted.
Anyway, yada yada, on to the Week 12 picks. And we had five games that we were both – let's hit the five games we were both different on, one being the Giants and the Detroit Lions. Detroit was a 10.5-point favorite. As we all know, they did not cover. They won in overtime, but that was not enough to cover the spread. What was the final score, like 34-27?
34-27, the Detroit Lions take down – the Giants, meaning the Giants did cover the spread. So if you pick the Giants, you get a win there. Who did that?
You did. You did.
What did you have?
Obviously, I had Detroit.
Nice. I just want to confirm.
If you got it right, I mean, I literally started off by saying that you got that right. Meanwhile.
Next game. What was the game we're looking for?
Minnesota and Green Bay.
Okay. Ooh, man.
Green Bay -6.5. What was the final score?
23-6. So if you pick Green Bay to cover by 6.5, you would be correct.
Yeah, that was you. So you got that one right.
Are you done choosing nine? Are you gonna pick nine again next week?
Bro, I'll tell you what. Well, first of all, he may not even play this weekend. He's in concussion protocol.
You literally said right after you made the pick, you go, I don't feel good about this.
I don't.
I'm going to beat myself up for this pick. Well, but I'm rocking with JJ.
With JJ, and shame on me. This one hurts the most over this stupid half point. Kansas City -3.5.
23-20.
Yeah, I'm aware of what the score was.
If you picked the Colts covering, you would have won that game.
Yeah, even though you still lost. And then the Rams -6.5. What was that final score?
34-7.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear you. Go ahead and say that one more time.
34-7.
34-7, Rams beat the you-know-what out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Fred had the Rams.
Baker got hurt, bruh.
It doesn't matter. They were getting their ass kicked anyway. So I got that one right. And then what was the score to last night's game, San Francisco and Carolina? Was it 20-9?
20-9. I don't remember what we picked.
I'm glad that I do because I've got the sheet right in front of me. San Francisco -7. They covered the spread at a half. I don't care less. Fred gets that one right. So, boom. So you narrow the margin once again. So I beat you by one last week. You beat me by one this
week. Every other game we agreed on?
Every other game we agreed on. So
okay,
let's go through it right
okay,
now.
Let's do it.
Chicago minus 2.5. They, what, won by 3, didn't they?
31-28.
Okay, so that's a win.
I thought you picked the Steelers.
No, I didn't,
okay,
Blake.
Okay, I believe you. I just said I thought.
I've got the 5 here.
It's so defensive.
New England at Cincinnati.
26-20 New England wins.
That was a push. That was a push because New England was minus 6.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works, isn't it, Degenerate?
On here it says 7.5, but we must have got to it early.
Yeah, no, we did. We did. I've got all the spreads written next to it. You and I both got Seattle and Tennessee wrong.
Yeah.
We both went with Seattle minus 13, which they were kicking their ass
they
to start
were.
The game. I was feeling pretty good about that. And then
21 for the Titans in the second half.
Yeah, that fell through the cracks. We both took the Jets at Baltimore. What was the final score?
23-10. So
okay,
Baltimore covered by 13.5.
How about that? Let's take it, boys and girls. Cleveland at Las Vegas. Las Vegas was minus 4. Blake and I both took Cleveland on that one, so we both got that one right.
That felt like a bad spread, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was. I think it was just because of the rookie quarterback thing and the
history behind it. Didn't look at anything else.
Now, I mean, we liked what we were
looking at.
Have
we been watching the same Raiders team all year?
Seriously, that was. And minus 4 of all things. What are we talking about here? I mean, a minus 2.5 would have made more sense. Jacksonville, what was that final score?
Jacksonville 27, Cardinals 24 in overtime. The Jags were favored by 2.5.
That's another. Okay, they were minus 3 when you and I did it. So another push. So that neither here nor there. You and I both picked Dallas to win, so we won that one as well. So whoop-de-doo for us. And then last but certainly not least,
Dolphins-Saints.
We both got this one wrong.
Don't
we both took New Orleans, and they got boat race. So you got 7 right. I got 6 right. Like I said, I think you're down to – I think the margin is 3. A 3-pick lead that I have over Mr. Blake Elliott. And so, like I said, when we come back on Monday, now we'll do our
official
picks. Get
those jokes ready, boy.
I'll tell you what, we will do tomorrow. Now, we could do it Thursday because we are on Thursday morning. So we could do a twofold thing here because we got 3 games on Thursday. So I think what we'll do is this. We'll save our picks for Thursday's games for Thursday, and then you and I are on again Saturday, so we'll do our Sunday picks
on
Saturday. So
when are you guys going to pick the Friday game?
Yeah, we'll
do that Thursday then.
Okay, cool.
We'll do that Thursday.
Why don't we do our picks on Friday or wait till the weekend?
We could.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I mean, I'm just
picks on Thursdays.
I'm just spreading out the show, you know, just trying to, you know, outline map thing. You know, hey, look, let's get the latest and greatest, okay? Let's get the latest spread because that thing we might have gotten a couple extra right.
Yeah.
Had we let that spread drop a little bit, okay?
Or maybe,
need all the help you can get. So I don't know why you're over here politicking for let's do them all tomorrow. Do them all Friday.
Okay? I need help. I think like the last 3 weeks, I've
3 out of the last 4, you've gained.
Okay. So okay. I need help now. I'm coming.
Can you do that in studio? I don't know. It's a little too much information as far as I'm concerned. Where are we going with this segment?
I apologize.
Speaking of which, we are doing Jake and Off in the next segment, so we'll put a parlay together, but apparently he's already started. So, in any event.
It didn't help that I was looking Fred directly in the eyes when I said.
Did make me a little bit uncomfortable, not going to lie, okay? I mean, we're friends off the court, but he's taking it too far.
Someone said give the stars love. We did a full star segment.
Give the stars love? Did you not hear? We brought in our stars reporter, for God's sake.
I will say this. This is my media literacy for the Tolos out there.
Yeah.
Because I'm also a Tolo. I'm also a listener of media. I think if you're going... people are already texting in.
I'm sure they are.
If you're going to text in with animosity that something's not being talked about, you should first
ask the questions. Have you guys covered scars yet?
Oh, I must have missed it, which is fine. I'm not mad at you. I'm not saying you got to listen to the show front to back. But when you come immediately with animosity... And, like, why aren't you talking about this?
Well, this one's not. Are you talking about, stars love, please, gentlemen?
No, I'm not saying that one.
That one's fine.
I'm throwing them all together.
That one's fine.
I'm throwing them all together. Of when you're going to say that, like, hey, are you guys going to talk college basketball? I hate how you don't do it. You're so dumb for not talking about it. It's like, well, we did 2 segments on it, but you weren't listening. So just, you know, if there's a segment being talked about that you want talked about, that you haven't heard, all you got to do is text and, hey, did I miss the talk about X, Y, and Z? And then we'll say, yeah, go back to the 820 segment. Stop. Or, we haven't talked about it.
By the way, So you've caught a little flack on the text line, Degenerate Jane.
Yeah, I saw the beginning of the show.
She's taking her other boyfriend out to eat with her fam. Sorry, my guy. No. She's not doing that. Okay, let's make that clear. Let's see.
Blake is a Tolo Go member. If you know, you know.
817, whoa.
I think I should have kept talking. It didn't help that I paused.
The pause didn't help. I mean, if you'd have said pause, it wouldn't have.
I was more in shock.
Yeah, no, I think we all were.
I was like, did that really just come out of my mouth? Dude, stop making everything weird. Stop.
I learned it from you. You literally started it.
I don't think you should be saying that you learned it from me. I learned how to do that from you, Blake.
You taught me that, okay? I watched you do it.
We're going to get taken off the air.
We've gone too far. We have gone too far. All right, coming up next, where are you taking us, Degenerate Jake? Degenerate Jake! Where the hell are you taking us?
Sorry, I was cutting up the drop. Coming up next, we're gonna build a 6-leg parlay of the Cowboys Chiefs games. Neck of the fan.
A little spotty on that read.
Just prepping.
A couple pregnant pauses kind of had me a little nervous there. The music played for about 2 or 3 seconds. I thought we had khaki cap.
I had to find my sheet.
Well, I'll tell you what, this guy's on one today. I'll tell you what. I hope you just have better luck with the phones than our boy khaki cap did the other day.
Well, we'll see if they work. Because last time we did it, we had to take texts because I wasn't getting any audio.
Well, how'd you call Ali Sadiq?
Well, see, that one was working today. And we also had a caller on last week that worked, but...
Yeah. I mean, we had calls last night.
Yeah.
And we had Fatties on the phone last night, and everything worked out.
I think it'll work. I have faith.
Come on, I have nothing but faith. All right.
You know, at some point, we got to play AI Jerry for him.
We definitely have to play. We'll do that in the 10 o'clock hour. In case you guys missed it yesterday, we'll play AI Jerry in the 10 o'clock hour. So we've got the... well, go ahead and play your intro.
Yeah, new guy Jake, that's original.
Our buddy Jake, or is it Jacob? Who knows?
Jacob Ray, a.k.a. New Guy Jake. He's Jake in your calls right now.
All right, it's time to gamble, gentlemen. I think for the first time, we get to do an entire parlay over just one game.
Mm.
I was able to find that many lines for Cowboys and Chiefs coming up this Thursday. I think the game's at 3 p.m., correct?
3:30.
Yes,
sir.
All right, so what I did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here was I went through and I went on Prize Picks. I just typed in Cowboys. Typed in Chiefs. Got them all in order.
Okay.
I got two different columns on a bounce back and forth.
Okay.
Pause.
I like bouncing back and forth.
Let's get it started with Drop Man himself. CeeDee Lamb, over under 78.5 receiving yards.
Is there an alternate line to go a little bit lower, like maybe 60, or is it just
straight? We could probably find one. I mean, it's probably like 59 is his baseline.
You know what 59, I'm saying? I want to take an over with CeeDee, but 78 is like you are balling. Like you're cooking. Like I feel a little better at like a 60-yard mark. Let's see. This is CeeDee Lamb's last couple games, and I'll see if this sways us. Last game, 75. Even in a game with so many drops, he had 75. Game before that against Las Vegas, 66. Game before that against Arizona, CeeDee Lamb we're talking about, 85. Game before that against Denver, 74. Game before that against Washington, 110. He went 110, 112, didn't play, 110, 74, 85, 66, 75. So the only time he's missed it, it's been by either 0.5 or by 10 yards. And that was only three times. The rest of the time, he's smashed that line.
Could you see them trying to like get him more involved, or do they stick with the hot hand mainly with George?
I could see them trying to get him involved.
I'm going to second what he just said and what Blake and I were talking about during the break. You've got George Pickens, who's banged up right now.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, he was a
walkthrough. He's getting all the attention.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a walkthrough yesterday. I mean, it was a walkthrough practice anyway, so it's not like there was anything they were doing. But, you know, he's dealing with calf and, was it thigh?
D9.
Yeah, something like that. So,
D9.
So, I mean, he's got body parts we don't even know about that are hurt. So, when you throw that into consideration, and just kind of a heads up here, when you look at this Chiefs defense, just kind of give you some perspective on it. They've only allowed one 300-yard passer all season. That was week one against the Chargers. They did give up 283 yards to Bo Nix. Actually, you know what? I take that back. They gave up 404. Oh, as I was. 260. That was 404 total. So they gave up 263 to the Buffalo Bills, but that's been the most they've given up outside. They had a two-week stretch there against Denver and Buffalo. Outside of that, they've only given up over 200 once.
Now, who are the quarterbacks they're playing?
Like I said, Herbert. 194 against the Ravens, 210 against Trevor, 199 to Goff, 200 to Mariota, 263 to Josh Allen, and then 283 to Bo Nix.
283 to Bo Nix?
Yeah.
Don't remind him.
Oh, man.
I'll take the over. That'll be my first pick. I'll take it.
All right.
B.
All right, your guy Alex Gold talked about it. Isaiah Pacheco returning from injury.
Yeah.
So he's at 28.5 rushing yards.
No, he's only at 28.5. I think we've got, like, what, Kareem Hunt at 32.5.
Yep.
I don't know what you're going to get out of Isaiah Pacheco.
I think Rashard Smith was at, like, 22.5, too.
See,
they got all of them between 20 and 30.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much the betting markets are saying one of these guys isn't going to hit.
It's going to be a committee. You already know that. I'll tell you what's Rashard Smith at?
I think it was 22.5. Actually, let me look right now.
I'm almost tempted to take his prop.
Okay.
I know he had a receptions, like a three receptions prop.
See, I was going to say, they like throwing to him out of the backfield. I could see them on a short week because you've got Kareem Hunt, as our boy Alex Gold said, you got Kareem Hunt dinged up. I mean, he just had 30 carries coming off 3 days rest. I don't know what you're, you know, I don't know how prolific he'll be on Thursday. Pacheco's coming back from injury. Now, they are saying that Pacheco could have played last week, but they wanted to hold him out one more week. So I could see where possibly. But again, I don't know. Pacheco just hasn't been the same since that knee injury. I don't know. What do you got for Rashard Smith?
They pulled his line. He's just had a touchdown now, so yeah. They must be working on it. I don't know.
That's the same thing on the other app. It's just a touchdown. I'm
staying away from that.
Okay,
we'll
skip that pick.
All right, we'll stay away from that one. Dak over. I like this one. I've never done something like this. Dak over under 69.8 completion percentage.
Ooh.
I've never taken a completion percentage prop before.
So over under 68.5?
69.8.
Damn, I would almost take the under on that. I would take the under on that.
70's tough.
I was going to say, dude. I mean, that's slinging it. I would take the under. Give me the under on that.
All right.
This has been Dak's completion percentages. Trying to find the game log from this year. Okay.
What's he at for the season?
For the season, he is at...
He's got to be pretty high if they got him.
69.3.
Okay, I was going to say. So, yeah, give me the under on that.
Against Philly, he had 63. Raiders, 75, 61 versus the Cardinals, 61 versus Denver, 70 versus Washington, 73 versus Carolina, 62 versus the Jets, 77 to Green Bay, 77 to Chicago, 73 to the Giants, and 61 to Philly in week one.
Bobby pointed this out on the morning show. He's 2-3 against Spagnuolo. Spagnuolo has kind of given him fits in the past. You know they're going to be coming with some blitzes. I think there's going to be some throwaways. So, yeah, give me the under on that.
I like it. Marquise Brown, over under 12.5 longest reception.
I don't hate it, but I'm saving mine for Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, I'm good off that one, too. I'm going to take this one, Dak, over 247.5 passing yards.
Okay.
Just because I've taken him the last 2 weeks, and he's hit both of them. So
Dak, 354 last week, 268 the week before, 250, 188, 264. Yeah. Last 5 weeks.
I love it. Mahomes over under 0.5 interceptions.
I wouldn't take him getting a pick in this game. I think he'll be careful with the ball. And the Cowboys, yes, are they playing better on defense and turning people over? But I don't.
They're
see,
not good at picking the ball.
I don't see them like having some huge turnover day, just picking off Mahomes left and right.
So hell, they couldn't even pick off Jalen Hurts. Now he will throw something up. I guarantee that. But I'm not sold yet enough.
I wouldn't take that prop. I'm not sold enough to take the under, but I just wouldn't. I wouldn't be confident taking the over.
No.
All right, another one.
Now, can I see a tip pass? Like, that's what happened against the Colts. Yeah. Pass got tipped, and they picked it off, but that's...
happened God knows how many times in 2023. We were talking about that pre-show. Mahomes over under 37.5, longest completion.
So you got to throw a bomb.
Well, Tyquan Thornton action.
I could see that going to Tyquan Thornton. You know what? Give me the over. I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that. I'm telling you right now, Xavier Worthy, boom.
FD.
Just real quick. You got three guys. Well, obviously for Mahomes, this is a kind of a homecoming game, right? Because he's from Tyler. North Richland Hill, stand up for our boy Rashee Rice. Breshard Smith is an SMU grad. And then, of course, we all know about Xavier Worthy being a UT guy.
A lot of
Texas ties in this game for the Chiefs.
Former offensive coordinator, offensive coach today got a Power 5 offer as well, or Power 4 offer. Eric
Who?
Morris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that in the 10 o'clock hour.
Are they
as well.
A Power 4 team, though?
Who? Yeah. Oklahoma State? I mean, they're in a Power 4 conference.
Are they a Power 4 team, though?
Not right now. Are we all convinced that Messermaker's following them?
Probably.
I think the running back's going to go, too. I think all three of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Package deal.
Yeah, they're going to give him so much money.
I was going to say, Oklahoma State's got a pony up,
though.
They're going
to take Kevin Walker with them.
Yeah. You know he'd go. Don't let him find out. I'm just going to Kevin Walker, the new GM for the Oklahoma State Cowboys football team. Just throwing that out there.
Blake, will you silently root for Oklahoma State next season?
Silently, yes. Yeah. Not against UNT, but
well,
just...
Yeah, I don't think they play, though.
Yeah, but just in general, when they're playing out,
yeah.
Give them some love.
What if Mr. Maker doesn't go to Okie State?
That makes it a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
I low-key want him to go to, like, a Miami. Like a Florida.
See, I tried telling Blake, I get where you guys are coming from as far as him following Morris to Oklahoma State.
I just think that'd be the smarter thing, man.
But I told him, I said, look, someone's going to throw him some stupid money. I guarantee it.
Because he's one of those where maybe we can throw him stupid money to him, but it's not stupid money in the whole grand scheme of NIL, and we get this diamond in the rough. Because he's a diamond in the rough, but he's not somebody who's just been a mainstay where it's like, you know, it's 5-6 million. Like, you can probably get him for the cheaper and like, hey, we got a stud at quarterback.
Okay, here's my question, and this would be better suited for our boy Carter Freeman. Do we think Mestemaker, and I'm no Carter Freeman or Fan University when it comes to talking college ball. Do we think Drew Mestemaker now is better than John Mateer was last year?
I have no idea what John Mateer was last year, so I can't comment on that.
I mean,
he
was a solid quarterback, but he was at Washington State.
Yeah. We played them week two at Washington State. He ran for like 160 on us.
Now,
he wasn't great. He's definitely improved as a passer this year, but he wasn't polished last year. I think Mestemaker's better.
So that's my point, right? And what do you think? What kind of bag do you think our boy Mateer got?
Oh, he got crazy money.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what all I'm saying is I'm telling you, an SEC school, a Mizzou, an Oklahoma, because Mateer's a senior, isn't he? I'm telling you, somebody from Diego Pavia, he's gone after this year. Somebody from the SEC is going to throw Drew Mestemaker funny money.
Hey, wherever Lane goes, keep an eye.
Ooh, we'll find out Friday, won't we? Yeah. Or is it Saturday? We'll find out.
I think it's Saturday.
One of the 2 days.
Yeah, whatever. All right, back to Jakinoff. Pickens over under 74.5 receiving yards. His line's lower than CD's is.
Now, I've already made my two picks. This is up to you guys.
I'm not touching this one.
I'm not
either. Not necessarily taking the under because George could literally go for 200, but I would not.
Three catches, he could do that.
But I also would not be surprised if he's not the focal point and was right at like 70. So I will not touch this. Too scary.
Patrick Mahomes over 267.5 passing yards. That feels high.
Nope. I'm good on that because I could see this being like last week. Remember where y'all run the ball 30 times and it's a close game and you don't want to turn the ball over.
Yeah, but he still threw for 345 or something crazy.
Yeah.
Mahomes' passing yards will sneak up on you.
They absolutely will. Like he had like 150 or something like that and then went off in the fourth quarter. And I look, this is the kind of game where I could see this being a high-scoring track meet between these two teams on Thursday.
I could see it being both. I'm not going to lie. I could see this being both teams in the 30s overtime. I could also see this game being 21-17.
I could have you seriously.
And
no,
it's running the ball 30 times. Nobody wants to turn it over. Everyone's kicking field goals.
Because the thing about Thursday games.
It's 6-1, by the way. The Stars absolutely demolished.
They are
scored
BTA,
again.
These guys.
Second period?
Yep, second period. I mean, literally every time I look down, they're scoring.
Do you think Trevor's watching on the ticket again, or do you think he's watching on Victory Plus?
Wasn't going to air him out like that.
I don't know. I mean, all the lights just went out in the lobby, so I don't know.
He's at the ticket.
he's giving them live updates as we speak, so if you guys hear him on the other station, let us know.
All right, Rashee Rice, over under 6.5 receptions.
Oh, I would take that.
I would take that. My only other prop that I'm looking for is anything Jake Ferguson related or Patrick Mahomes rushing yards related.
All right, Ferguson over 33.5 receiving yards. Over.
Oh, I'd take that. That's my second. Yeah, give that. That's rich. All
right. How many picks do you have left, Jake?
I have one, and I'm going to go. So we've got Pickens to score a touchdown. I'm not going to take that.
Nah,
Kelsey over under 60.5. I'm not going to take
that's
that.
A lot.
Worthy to get a touchdown. I'm not going to take that. Javonte Williams over under 68.5 rushing yards. I'm taking the under on that.
Ooh, how do you feel about that, Fred? The under on Javonte.
Look, I'm
respecting the Chiefs' D line.
Yeah, I mean, look. Ever since I think it's Mike Pinnell, since they picked him back up from Cincinnati, their run game is pretty stout. The last few weeks, Chris Jones has looked rejuvenated. But I'm gonna piggyback off what our boy Alex Gold said. He could totally see him out rushing Jonathan Taylor, right? Because, I mean, look, the thing, nobody cares about Daniel Jones, all right? Like, you could tell in that game, the Chiefs were like, you know what? We're going to make Daniel Jones beat us, right?
They know who's coming into this week.
Make Dak beat you at your own peril, all right? I mean, that's what makes this offense so deadly right now is that, you know, you can't put 8 in the box,
yeah.
All right? Like, you got to play true, and you got to be ready. Do I think Javonte could bust a 12, 15, 20-yard run on Thursday, and he creeps up to have, like, 83 yards on 18 or 19 carries? Absolutely. So I wouldn't be at all opposed to taking the over for Javonte.
Well, I'm taking the under.
There you go. Tell you all that to tell you this.
Yep. How did Jonathan Taylor do?
What he had 58 yards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. They made a decision. We are not going to let Jonathan Taylor beat us. We are going to make Daniel Jones beat us, and he couldn't do it.
I think this is more about not having Tyler Smith. That's more where my concern lies.
Wait, what? Tyler Smith.
Who's out? Who's out on the Cowboys O-line?
Guyton.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not as worried about that. I don't think he missed a beat with Nate Thomas.
We'll
now Trey Smith for the Chiefs is out. That's where you got me confused for a second.
Oh,
the Chiefs right guard is out.
Is there any defensive props?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. Any defensive props?
Not that I have on here. I can see if I can find one.
Interesting.
Oh, so Diggy Zua half a sack.
I'm trying to think.
Brandon Arby over 1.5 field goals made. That's a goblin.
No, that's easy money right there. I can see him kicking two field goals. No, I think this could be weird.
That's what I'm saying. Either going to kick like four field goals or have like one, because there's plenty of games where you might think about Brandon Aubrey actually doesn't go on the field that much because they're just scoring touchdowns and they're not kicking field goals. I mean, and think about how aggressive they've been on fourth down. Mahomes on the other side, I could see them being a no field goal game and we're just going for it on fourth.
Luke Schoonmaker's lines 0.5 receiving yards.
Are you serious?
You would think it's free. You would think it's free until he has zero.
I mean,
catches.
He's only got one target. I mean, it seems so easy. God, I almost want to take that. I mean, I've already got my two, but just for bleeps and
grins.
Give
me the Brevin Span forward over.
Didn't you say something about him being hurt?
I thought he was. I don't know. I just cut the audio.
Jake was over here spreading Ricky rumors about Span Ford being done for the season.
Okay,
what are you talking about?
Somebody asked him a question about what, and granted, this is also the first Brevin Spanford audio I've cut up since doing this. So they could very well be talking about him being injured and missing the start of this season.
That makes more sense because he did miss the start of the season. He was hurt. Yeah. Hell, he missed two or three games or whatever it was.
So that's probably what it was.
All right. So we've got our parlay intact.
We've got our picks. And I wanted to start something new.
Okay.
A little tidbit to the end of this.
Yeah.
And I know you guys already gave your picks, but from now on, when we pick Cowboys games, I'll have you two argue, and whoever convinces me, I'll put $10 on their money line.
Okay. Well, he and I, though, have been agreeing on the Cowboys, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you and I have agreed almost every Cowboys game this season, except for like the opening week. But he and I think, have been pretty much
in cahoots
on that. In fact, for this last game, Blake had it 24-23, Cowboys.
Oh, you were close.
Yeah, no, that's 2 weeks in a row he's been almost damn near spot on. I had 27-23, and Khaki Kev had 27-26. So there you have it. So we were all three. Now, Thursday's game? Tune in Thursday morning and find out. We may not agree on Thursday. Just have to wait and see. Yeah. All right, that's a that's another quality jaking off in the books, if I do say so. Do you guys all feel as satisfied as I do?
I feel locked in.
I'm telling you. All right, coming up next, let's do a little fair or foul, as if this entire show hasn't been fair or foul. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, Mr. Jacob Ray. This is the Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis, and I had my story, and boom, here it is. And, you know, look, I know, now, Blake, you said you had some stories that you were going to enlighten us with throughout the course of the show today, outside of the person screaming at you about being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, that person being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, not you. So maybe we'll get to a fair foul that you may or may not have. Fair foul. We don't know if Jake is going to get invited by his girlfriend to celebrate Thanksgiving with her family.
She's playing dumb right now.
Ooh.
Oh!
She is.
We have an update.
Uh-oh. So here, I'll...
Hopefully she's not listening.
We might have a fair foul right now.
I'll read the texts. So I said, hey, I'm not doing anything for Thanksgiving until Sunday. And I said, so I'm off Thursday. She said, right? I said, wow. So not going to be doing anything Thursday on Thanksgiving. She said, are you going to switch shifts? I was like, no, I'm going to be off that day.
Wow.
She's like, why are you telling me this?
And then she said, on Sunday? I said, no. Well, yes, but on Thanksgiving as well. I'm off all day doing nothing.
All day.
She said, we can hang out. I said, okay. Wanted to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. And she said, you want my food? And I said, I was thinking maybe, yeah.
Is she talking about just bringing you a plate?
I don't know.
Is that what we're... I mean, because
I want to see at the table.
I mean, I haven't heard an invite yet.
I haven't either.
Foul.
Oh. I'll see tomorrow. My mom said she thinks she's getting sick.
Oh, well, maybe that was the reason. Maybe she knew her family wasn't celebrating.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. You might as well go ahead and just cancel that altogether then.
Should I, like, get a to-go plate, you think? To-go box?
Tell her to come meet you in the car.
I mean, is mom making the food? I mean, if she's hacking and coughing all over everything, I mean, you want to take that chance?
Not really.
A lot of people are sick right now.
Dude, I haven't got sick in a while.
Not me. Every other person I talk to, though,
knock
OTP
on wood.
Has been, like, sick.
I don't have wood.
Right?
I would say that, you know, maybe just go ahead and stay at the crib on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because if the problem you're running into is if your girlfriend's mom is getting sick, the last thing you want to do is be in close proximity to her and anybody else that might be getting sick. And let's not forget this other part. And I mean, obviously, you know her family better than we do. You know, is her dad a sports fan?
He's a Dolphins fan, actually. See, I think he would sit down and watch football with me for sure.
Do you know if football will be on, though? I mean, I would assume right? I mean, let's not jump to conclusions here.
They're definitely a Macy's Day Parade kind of morning family.
Which, that's fine. That's all American right there. Okay, that's traditional.
Remind me again, what's the first game on Thanksgiving? What game is it?
Detroit and Green Bay.
See, I got to watch that. Maybe I show up for the Cowboys game.
You think they'll have that on for sure?
Got to.
You
start demanding things? Cowboys now.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, because it's, I mean, again, I don't know how comfortable you are with the family, like, knowing, like, do you expect them to have the game on?
I think they would know, knowing me that I'm in sports, I think they'd have it on for me, for sure. Like, okay. Without a doubt.
Yeah, but they're doing it begrudgingly. See, I don't like going to places where they're watching the game because of me, and then I feel like if this game's not good, or, you know, because they'll get bored easily, right? Yeah. And the next thing you know, they start making, you know, they're not trying to watch it like you're watching it. They're not locked in like you are.
Yeah.
And then they're going to start asking questions, and then you're trying to lock in, and then, that Pat Mahomes. And then, God forbid, don't let Taylor Swift be at this game.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to have to deal with that. Or you might want to stay at the crib. I'm just saying, I think you got the response you needed. Took her a little while to unearth that.
And okay, yeah.
A little bit of a red flag to me. But, nonetheless, I think I'd stay at the house.
If I find out that the food is sanitary, is it a win-win to-go plate back home quad box?
That's a no-brainer.
I think so, right?
And then invite her over. Steal her away from her family.
In fact, I would just go ahead and have her bring a plate to you. Mm. Do you really need to go to her house at that point?
I mean, because we don't want to get around the germs.
No, of course you don't. Yeah. Of course you don't.
Gaslight her into you looking out for her.
Yep.
Hey, babe, look, it's just mom and sis here at the house. We're just hanging out. Yeah. You know, I'm going to be watching football. How does she get along with your mom and sister?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd just be like, you know, I'm about to make a ham sandwich. I heard you guys had some grub. Love a plate. But, I mean, you know, this little Chick-fil-A sauce and mayonnaise ham sandwich will do the trick, too.
You know, I'm a little au gratin with some dressing.
I'm out of bread. Might even use a bagel. I just don't know.
Yeah. We shall see. All right. Keep us updated on that. We are fascinated right now by what's going on with degenerate Jacob Ray's.
Should we play the AI Jerry
situation
to make it fair or foul and ask Jacob if it's fair or foul?
All right. We will here in just a second, but I got a good one here because I think you two, of all people, will appreciate this. Okay. Party of none. A bar owner has banned solo drinkers
That's messed up.
From entering his business in order to, quote, mitigate risk the companionless have been known to bring, dividing the internet of the controversial policy. Carl Peters, the owner of Alibi in Altrincham, England, imposed new customer guidelines to create a safer atmosphere in the popular bar. Quote, it is not safe. It's our job to maintain the license and make sure everyone is safe, mitigate risk wherever we can. It's pretty straightforward, and to me, this is a standard procedure. Peters revealed he faced fury from the controversial new policy in a video posted to his Instagram page. Quote, I won't apologize for prioritizing people's welfare and safety when they come to Alibi. That is literally the number one priority for us. Peter says he was confronted outside the cocktail bar late at night, but a man enraged over the new sign hanging near the door. No single entry after 9 p.m. Alibi does not permit single entry. Peter said a majority of solo customers are usually unflattering to be around, bothering the other guests. He says, I understand that some people don't agree with the policy, but in a way, I sort of don't care because this literally comes up maybe once or twice a month at the door, and it's usually someone drunk at midnight wandering around trying to find somewhere to go. Alibi is a popular bar and nightclub that features late-night karaoke 10 miles southwest of Manchester. Established the new policy for two reasons, including in case a medical emergency occurred and the person wasn't with anybody. Fair foul, not letting solo drinkers enter your establishment.
That last qualifier confused me. If the person wasn't with somebody, so if they're actually alone, they're allowed in?
No, he adds that's one of the other reasons. If you're safety, mitigate risk, okay? Two, if you come in and you're by yourself and God forbid you have a medical emergency, well, who's your friend that's going to call 911 or who do we go to in case you're, frothing at the mouth and one wants to do CPR?
This is a terrible rule. What? This is the dumbest thing that not you, but you've ever brought up.
Like, he said he doesn't care.
That's great. I'm maybe his business will jump with this. I feel like bars thrive on people being solo. I mean, how many people go on dates at the bars? Maybe 20% of the bars?
This is in England. They do a little bit different over that.
Not. They don't. I've been over there, and like maybe 10 to 15, 20% max are couples. Almost everybody is single. Yeah. That's why you go to a bar
but
to
maybe
socialize.
They go in groups, though.
Okay, I guess you could still go in a group, but I literally saw...
See, he's saying just the people, just the lone wolf by himself.
I
or herself.
Vehemently. Did I use that right?
You did.
Disagree.
Vehemently foul.
Foul, because I saw a video on it the other day. It said the best way to work on your social skills is to go to a place alone and have to interact with people you don't know. Now, don't be a creep about it, literally just talking to people, same sex, different sex, and just starting up conversations is a great way to get over if you have social anxiety or even if you don't, just to work on your people skills.
Yeah.
And I've done that a handful of times, and it's nerve-wracking not knowing anybody in there, but then you start making friends. People, I don't want to say feel bad for you, but are like, they're usually people in real life are going to make fun of you and be like, oh, look at this loser by himself. That's what social media does. Like in real life, people are going to be like, you're by yourself. What's up? Let's grab a drink. You have a sports shirt on. Let's start a conversation or you start the conversation. So I think that's a very bad rule.
Yeah.
And I hope his business fails.
Okay. Foul. Fair foul, Mr. Jacob Ray.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I kind of hope he fails too. That's kind of lame.
Aren't bars predicated on like single, alone people making friends?
I feel like it's either that or a big group.
Yeah.
Like there's not really an in between. Like you don't really. I don't know. I mean, I can count on one hand the amount of times me and my girlfriend have gone to get drinks, but it's usually like it's one drink for 30 minutes. Like we're not sitting there.
But when's the last time you went by yourself?
I've never gone by myself to a bar.
Never.
But he's also just was able to go to bars like 1 year ago.
Well, yeah, you're assuming I was.
I think we all feel pretty confident that he may have had a ID that said he was of age. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and suggest that. Look, back in my drinking days, I stayed going to the bar solo. So
once a great rule keeps losers from trying to pick up girls at the bar.
See, that's horrible. I couldn't disagree more with that.
Explain yourself.
Okay.
I agree with you. I just want to hear you be the explainer.
No, I mean, look, to your point, I mean, there's, let me tell you something right now. And again, I haven't been out in that environment in years, but I'm just telling you right now, back in the day when your boy Freddie D was getting his drink on, now, Fred with a few drinks under his belt, okay, a little bit of a chatty Cathy, as you might imagine, all right, and don't let there be a karaoke nearby because your boy will grab the microphone and get busy one time. It's you're leaving with something, okay? Like that Denzel Washington bit.
This
I'm leaving here with something.
Completely disagrees with you, Fred. Don't be the loser who tries to chat up other girls late at the bar. Sorry, you don't have friends.
I mean, you sound like a miserable human being. Okay, I'm glad you're listening to the radio show. I'm sorry. What do you go to the bar for? I'm sorry. I like to chat with women.
Blake's got the look on his face like he made that text up.
I didn't, but it's great. Someone tell you it's 214.
I'm sorry. What do you, if you're a single person that goes to the bar and you see single women there, what do?
Now, did I alter it and say Fred when they didn't say Fred? Maybe.
I'm just saying. I don't understand if you're a single person and you go to an establishment and you see single women, why wouldn't you talk to them? Doesn't mean, I mean, again, if they rebuff your advances, hey, holler.
Well, cause what other woman's going out if they're not looking for the same thing? I've never met a woman that will go to a bar alone.
No. Tell you what, you find, let me tell you something right now, because I've stumbled across a few back in the day. You find a woman that's at the bar by herself,
buckle up. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Buckle up.
I think we should embrace not just the bar, but just going places by yourself without your friends. Because a lot of people rely on their friends for social fun, for planning, for entertainment. And then you realize you're not working on your own social skills. So I very much think go to the bookstore by yourself, go to the gym by yourself. I'm not saying you only can do that, but I'm saying it's good to have those skills.
I mean, I've been going to the gym by myself for 20 plus
years. Go to the bar by yourself, and if you realize, man, this isn't any fun, maybe you're a little dependent on your friend group. Maybe you're a little dependent on your girlfriend. Maybe a little dependent on your boyfriend. Like, whatever it may be. Huh?
Or you didn't drink enough.
Or you didn't drink enough. All right, coming up next. So there we go. We're all in agreement.
Fred needs to rent some friends, that guy said.
Bro, who, I mean, why, are you just, okay, now you're gaslighting me.
Read the last text. What does it say?
Fred needs to rent some friends.
I told you.
Well, you won't be one of them. I can promise you that. I'll tell you what. My God. I've got friends, okay? Thanks a lot.
That was the most dad roast ever. Well, you won't be one of them, buddy.
I mean, what? Because you go to the bar and try to pick up chicks? Like, it's the oldest thing in the book. Yeah, let us know what you're doing in your spare time, clown. All right, coming up next. Final hour of the program. Rent some friends. Look, I'm trying to keep it PG.
Listen
okay,
here, pal.
We're trying to keep it FCC friendly.
Barking up the wrong tree.
You
here,
are
buddy.
Barking up the wrong. Rent some friends. I'm my own friend. Get out of my
what
face.
What if that was? We should make that an app. Rent a friend.
Rent a friend. Hey,
and it's like now you're it's like one of us.
It's like Uber, up. But for friends.
Who just talks like, hey,
where are we going?
You have to say yes to everything. Sure, let's go. Let's go to Alibi.
Think about robbing this bank. All right, I know the perfect getaway driver. I've even got gloves.
That's our new million-dollar idea. Rent a friend.
All right, coming up next, 214 is going to be the first guy there. All right, coming up next, final hour of the program. We'll reset the show. I think we had some at 10 o'clock, but I don't know what it was. Stick around. We'll tell you what it is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.